Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
The best thing about this hat is I can't hear a thing. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. I am your humble host. This is my Russian accent. Boris Whitney, and I'm joined by my naughty jealous sweet. That is the worst.
Maybe your naughty vodka.
You know what it is? I can't even think this thing is so tight. It's hurting my head.
Shouldn't I be your naughty vodka?
Oh God, it's like Jesus said, live again. My naughty jelly vodka.
No, just naughty vodka.
My naughty vodka. Oh,
jelly vodka doesn't sound good.
Jelly shots. You love jello shots.
I do.
Oh, I know. You like a little jello shot.
And they usually do have vodka.
And there you go. So my naughty jelly vodka. Vodka. Melissa Whitney. Joining us in the staff today. Oh, I might as well just go ahead and stop that crap right now.
I was wondering, are you going to do that the whole show?
Literally, I've got people leaving the audience right now, people shutting down, bulldozers coming in. Anyways, running the TriCaster, we've got He Who Will Remain, Jacob. We got live chat, the pimpin' Wayne himself. And of course, she's a ninja today, but she's here. There she is. Sam, watch her. If you go to camera 5, she'll rush by it. Watch. Here's Sam. Shoo! There it is. You know what? We're having way too much fun. We're going to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about some Vegas-y stripping news, a little bit of real estate news, and then some what would you call it? Medical kind of news. What's happening here in the Las Vegas and on the outskirts of the Vegas? That's pretty fascinating to us. But before we do anything, I think we should say hello to the live studio audience. Woo! And, of course, to the live chat as well. Now, you may notice that we have been provided with gifts. You know, one of the great things about doing the show, of course, is we have people who come in as our audience members, and they bring us gifts. And one of them is a lovely bottle of vodka, as you can see up here. This little holy shit! What the? Holy crap! Ladies and gentlemen, it's my son, Stuart. Hey! You can get up now.
Are you a horse of vodka?
Yes.
Well, don't really open it.
No.
Gonna say, oh, thank you for the vodka.
Here, why don't you sit over there, Stuart, for a sec.
Oh, come have a seat.
Part of the important part of a well-planned show is the planning part. That was smooth as silk. There he is, still. You gotta go to camera one on that one, baby. Camera uno. There he is. Oh, or camera five. Camera 12. There it is. That's me. Hi, how are you? Oh, this. Oh, look at this. Look at this vodka here. There he is. He actually flew across the world with that frame on his head. I just wanted to show you this vodka here.
Is this? Can I smell it?
Hey, look how clever that is. See the little czar? See the little czar in the back there?
That's is this fine. Your favorite vodka?
It could be.
Can I smell? depends on the day.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's good with cornflakes.
Oh.
So we're going to have a little toast to our...
I can't drink it straight.
Well, you don't have to hear it. Well, then you don't have to have any.
Possible.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Possible.
Not,
which sounds
that's
like
not right.
Possible. But placebo?
Mm-hmm. Do
that'll
that.
Do.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have this toast. And we have a whole new format going on here. And we'll be on, and we'll be right back in a sec. Oh, I killed!
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey, guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hole? Oh, my God. You know what? And tell cheap-ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
You may have noticed how quick that was. We're also doing something new today. We're going to try the whole TV format, 30-minute show, which means we do a 5-minute segment, then a 6-minute segment, then a 6-minute segment, then a 6-minute segment. Should be good. Anyways, we were interrupted by Sam, who was jumping up and down because that was literally the fastest 5 minutes in my life. And we're about ready to toast. So I believe Prost is what you say, or Prost or Pablo.
I can't remember. I've drunk too much.
Okay. Thank you.
Down the hatch. How was it?
That's
you're not
good.
Doing that body shake.
Was that's pretty
smooth?
Good, right? I mean, that's not bad. It's good. You know what
sometimes
it is.
When I do a shot,
100 million Russians going through the wind.
When I have to do a shot, I mean, when I have to do a shot. When I do a shot, which isn't very often, I get that thing where you want to shake off the booze.
No, just warms and relaxes. And
it felt good.
Mellows.
Yeah. Look, when it's minus 30 outside, you have to have something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, when it's minus 30, I'm in Vegas.
That's true.
So the reason why I have a steward up here is he sent me an email that was a bit on the fascinating side, and I think it speaks volumes of the inward focus of what's happening here in Vegas. I've said many times that Vegas tends to believe their own press. It's all about Vegas. If you're in Vegas, it's all about Vegas. If you're coming to Vegas, it's all about Vegas. But Stuart had a great comment to me, in which was, well, you were in Russia, and you were trying to book. Which shows were you trying to book?
At the Smith Center and Stratosphere, Frankie Marino.
Right.
It's happened lots of times, Donnie and Marie. It just seems that it's impossible for a non-US resident to book. Either you have to put a zip code in the right format, or you have to enter a state in the US state.
And they don't think globally.
Right.
No, well, even in one of them had not applicable for global.
Right.
Put on not applicable, click confirm, you must enter a state.
Right.
No kidding. So they gave you an option, but they wouldn't take it.
And even things
just
like,
kidding.
Even things like, like telephones, you know, outside the US, we don't have the same system.
Right.
You try and put your telephone number in and won't accept it.
And so if 99% of the people who come to Vegas are in America, I'd go, I get it. But that's not how it works.
No, we get a ton of international tourists here
of course.
All over the world, right? Europe and
you know
and
they're
Asia.
Right, and they're pushing for international tourism.
Sure.
And so you get somebody who's Stuart wrote me this really eloquent email saying, "Look, I want to go to Smith Center. I want to go all these places that you're telling me about, but I can't book any of them." And so
did you have to wait until you get to Vegas and go there in person?
I just gave up. One of them I gave up. The other one I thought, I can't do it online, but I want to go, so I'll phone. Which, you know, it's quite expensive when you're outside the US.
Right. So there are clearly some shows here who are losing business because they are not recognizing that a measurable percentage of folks who aren't in America are trying to book shows. I think you mentioned it was the Smith Center that you just kind of gave up on, right?
Well, I wrote them an email saying I can't get booking through on the system.
Right.
Can you let me know how I should book?
And what they say?
They didn't reply. That's the point at which I gave up.
Oh, my God. It was like, okay,
you're not interested, so I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, that surprises. Horrible. That surprises.
Well, you know what? Hopefully they're listening and they'll do something about it, because that's kind of, you know, that's a new center. You would think they would want visitors from all over, not just local Vegas people going.
Right.
You know.
So it's smart. I think it's a good idea. Now, I realize that there's some work involved from a you know, programming perspective and a credit card perspective, but still, nonetheless, especially if you are, you know, an MGM property or a Caesars property, or if you're, you know, the Strat or...
Do you think there's any problem with them booking hotels? No.
That's a great question. Listen, can you book a hotel? How do you book a hotel?
How did I book? You know, booking hotels seems to be fine.
Yeah, they could figure it out. They just haven't put in the manpower to do all the code to make it.
Hotels is fine.
So you can book a hotel online.
Well, of course, I don't normally book hotels. I phone my host and they book it.
Oh, I wish I could tell you. I heard the most fascinating story about... Oh, did you guys know? This one I can tell. I can tell about the villa, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stuart.
Our son.
My son. Right, who, by the way, from a son perspective, pretty good, huh?
He's like Santa Claus.
I don't want to say anything else to my other children.
Father Frost.
One of which is here.
I'm chopped liver all of a sudden?
No. You're a good man, but the last time I checked, you didn't whip out a freaking... Look at this. This is such a fancy box. It literally took me 15 minutes to figure out how to open it up. I was doing this, and I'm like, it won't open. Well, that's not how you do it. You do this. Oh, shoot. Not won't open.
It's the,
right. You open it like that. There it is. There. Good thing you'd have to be smart to run your own company. And look at
you're
this.
Too nice to us.
That is the same year that Melissa and I were born. I mean, married.
You're so nice.
Which is really the same thing as being born, wasn't it, honey, 2002?
Yes, like it was a whole again. New world.
Yes. It was a whole new world. Anyways, see, good kid. And look, and it's fireproof. See? Put it by the fire. It doesn't even catch fire. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break because, God bless, 6 minutes is faster than I thought, too. And then we're going to talk about some other cool stuff. Or not.
Digital media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
We have like an international production crew here.
I know.
It is so exciting. We have Russian, UK people running off, and then we've got another guy running back on. And he's not, right now, our audience, our international audience, is fixing our photo because they're that polite.
We are global. The casinos may not have it figured out, but we do.
Right. The truth is, if Stuart were to ring me up and say, hey, Scott, I'd like to be able to give you some money, I could take it. Credit card?
You'd figure out how to process that.
I believe PayPal will take a credit card from Russia or England or anywhere else, and I would take it. So, Stuart, please.
So you're open to all offers.
Yeah, if Stuart wants to send me some money, I can do it. He was telling me that he's staying. This is like a secret thing. Did you guys know that the Mirage has villas?
The Mirage?
The Mirage has villas. And when I mean villas, I mean a place that some of them have their own little putting green. Some of them have
their little houses?
Own little pool.
Don't most of the large properties have villas?
I did not know that.
You played at one, right?
Well, I played at the Mansion at MGM Grand, and that place you can't book. You have to be, the last time I checked, you have to be $1 million a year better, and it's a comp deal. And they're villas, that kind of stuff. But this place at the Mirage, you can book it. If you look for it, you can find it online. And to get there,
are you going to book me a villa?
Well, let me check the pricing.
Okay.
Actually, yes, I will. I'm going to book it right now. Just give me a sec, real fast.
I would like a villa with a pool.
What's that do?
Is that? Do you know the price?
Hold on, just working on it. Be right with you. Oh, what's that button do? Oh no! That hold on. Let me try that. Okay. Oh, come to find out, it doesn't take our credit card. No. No, I wanted to, but I guess they don't have the iPad version of the Mirage. Take Scott's money.
Do you have
money.
The price there on your little notepad?
I do.
Are you going to tell me?
Yes. But let's not get any ideas about...
Well, I already have an idea, so let's hear it.
Okay, well, me and the Czar are going to get together again real quickly here. Because when you hear this, Dad is going to have another sip of poo. Okay. And I actually... Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll wear the hat so I can't hear you. then we'll be okay. So one to three. If I spill that, I'll shoot myself.
You'd be unhappy.
One to three bedrooms. And again, these have each one has a pool. Each room? Yeah, each room has a pool. Some
each
putting
villa.
Green. Each villa has a pool. One to three bedrooms. And they start at a reasonable $1,500.
For a week?
Day. That's the day rate. Do you get a concierge?
A butler?
You get a butler. Well, okay.
I would like to have a butler.
This is a longer 6-minute segment than I'd hoped for. anytime you want to give me the 30-second minute there, Sam, you let me know. So $1,500 for the one bedroom with a butler and a pool. Putting green?
And a pool guy. Pool attendant.
Oh, and a pool attendant, somebody who sweeps the pool, mm-hmm. vacuums it.
Wait. Bartender?
Bartender?
Wait, does the pool guy make the bar?
They would offer that, and it goes up to $4,500 a night. For this. Now, what's interesting about this, besides the fact that, oh, damn, it still won't let me log in. But the other interesting part is that to get there, you have to know, oh, look at this. Who did that? Who is that right there? Who's my man? Oh, look at the pool. That's outstanding. That's very nice. That's worth every penny of it. It really is.
I'm going to have to move that vodka.
No, you're not.
The more we talk about this, the more you're drinking.
Yeah. can't imagine why that would be.
Hand me the vodka.
No.
Step away from the vodka.
No, my naughty jelly shot. Okay. But here's the cool part. I'm not sure if it says it on the website or not. By our crack staff finding that, yo. All right, you're back in my good graces. But
that pool did look
to
beautiful,
find
right?
it. To find it. It's a hidden door.
Well,
you don't
now
just,
I'm even
you don't
more
just go in and go, yes, I'd like to have my key, and they give you the little key, and they go up the elevator and make a left at the widget and turn around by the dolphins, and there it is. No. Not for the villa.
Does it have a secret knock on the secret door?
Yes.
How do you get in?
You, secret knock, yes. There's a,
I mean, you
there's,
know, you're...
There's the well-known Mirage secret knock. That that gets you into the. As a matter of fact, it used to be dun 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 dun, which is called something and a haircut. Anybody remember that? Shave and a haircut, two bits. That did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm learning a lot today. I've learned a little Russian.
We recommend that you drink vodka when your wife discovers the villa.
Learn Mirage had a villa.
So the real question is, how do you get into the villa? That's a good question. When we come back, I will tell you exactly how do you find and get into the Villa of the Mirage. See you in a minute.
This is David Ivey for Pub Crawl. It's funny because David from... you should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
Okay, so there is a secret sign. It used to be dun, 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 dun,
secret dun, dun,
but it's not that anymore. What you do, and this comes from Stewart himself, and anybody who brings this can't be lying.
Must know stuff.
He must know. Oh my God, he's back. And by the way, he was arrested for this little move right here, and now he owns Russia. Because he's a lawyer, and he's not. No, you slip $100 underneath this door and you get it. No, here's where it is. It's an unmarked door, which I'm pretty fascinated by because of the whole Disney.
Are we
going to
start knocking on all the unmarked doors
that's
we can
it.
Find at
That's
Mirage?
It. So if you're watching the show, we're not going
like
to tell you where the door.
It's geocaching, only different.
We're just, what's it called?
I said it's like geocaching, only different.
So here's what
it's
we're going to do.
It's called Find the Hidden Door.
Yeah, so if you're watching the show, and even if you're not, maybe it'll just come through to you. I want you to go to every door you see in Mirage, everyone, with no marking. It might say janitorial. That's it. If you see a door that says janitorial, just go, gung, 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 gung. Where's my pool boy? And just go on in there.
Is this a villa?
Okay, yeah, keep it. Bum, bum, bum. Is this a villa, right?
And you're my butler?
Right, and then the guy's going to go, no, but I can get you a towel. Close enough. Take me to the villa. All right, no. Okay, here's where you go. Ready? We'll see you next week. No, I'm kidding. It's not that fast. All right, so it's by the Terry Fader Theater.
Yeah.
So it's already, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Because you have to take your luggage all the way across the
I'm pretty sure if you're in the villa, someone
Wait
else
a minute.
Is taking
Good
your luggage.
Good point. I bet you don't have to do that.
Wait, don't they have parking back over there?
Do they have secret parking back there? There is.
See?
There is secret parking entrance to the villa at Mirage. The best part about this show is that the good people, and I mean the good people at the Mirage, are going to go, you know what we should do? We should have Scott and Melissa stay at the villa.
And talk about it.
Right. Hell, we'll even do a show from there.
I usually don't like doing that stuff, but
no.
I could make an exception.
I find hotels to be unpleasant. But we'll make an exception for the good people at the Mirage.
And we won't even charge them.
No. Which we do. We normally charge a minimum $3,500 to do a live stream show. We will do it for free, and we only ask to be there for, I'm a little tired, a month. Let us stay there for a month. Just kind of manage all the crap around me and just do that. And we're going to sit by the... Can I see the pool again?
Well, you know, our 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's going to be a minute.
There it is.
That could be on VVN, too, right?
The anniversary celebration?
At the villa.
Oh. Daddy got happy. You know what? This might be the best 30-minute show ever. There's... Oh, look at that. It's even got an umbrella. All right, So the good people at the Mirage, I'm not saying that it would be smart for you to maybe offer us to stay there for, all right, I think 30 days
Long weekend.
30 days is not right. A half a year. We really need to decompress a little bit here. Okay, fine. 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks at the villa. We'll really know. We'll do the entire network there. We'll bring it. Give us 4 villas. Because we need 1 villa for us. We'll prep in there, kind of like a dressing room, you know, a moire shack.
And one for all the network peeps.
Right. And then all the other guys
Everybody
are going to be there.
Villa. Yep.
And then we'll take one of them, will be the place where we do the actual
Breakout
show.
Breakout sessions.
Yes, we're going to do brainstorming, like a good corporate thing.
And Sally in the chat's recommending the next VVN meetup, so we could have a VVN meetup at one of the villas.
We'll do a VVN meetup
there. We could have a networking party.
Right. So I think, hold on. I think that was the Mirage's idea. You Mirage people are smart. Oh, you're very smart. Okay, you win. We'll do it.
I'm in.
Where is it? Okay, by Terry Fader. You go there. You've got your secret parking. Now, I don't know how you get to the secret parking. I forgot to ask that.
We should go there, seriously, this weekend, and let's take a picture. Find the door.
Okay,
let's take a picture. We're going to do some recon.
So quickly, the door is by the Terry Fader Theater. Right at the end. On the left. Right at the end on the left. That's where it is. So go there. And
I'm very curious about this now.
Knock on it and said, we're here for the Vegas Video Network yearly play where we get to stay here for a year and enjoy all the amenities and the free liquor and the free food and the free pool and the free pool boy named Sven or Russian, Boris, And I don't know. And that's what we're going to do. So this show was going to be about medical stuff. Ended up, it was about medical stuff. The medicinal capabilities of vodka from Russia.
Yeah, because you seem quite happy and relaxed.
I'm in a much better mood than I was before we started the show.
Yeah, I would say check.
Check. And the medicinal qualities of staying at the villa at the beautiful Mirage. My favorite place ever. Nope. Don't care. Usually I give you email now, but instead I'm going to say we'll see you next week on the Vegas Video Network.